Hello everyone. So I have not planned anything for this podcast. It is very random. But what is the purpose of this? Actually, my exam for maintenance practices is there, so I wanna revise maintenance practices. So I just started this podcast so that I can retain something better in my mind. And so today I'll be talking a little bit about a chapter with known as weight and balance. And so first this question is ki weight and balance why important. So it is important for the safety of the aircraft. If the balancing of the aircraft is not right, the aircraft drag and the aircraft movement maneuvering with the will not be good, so the efficiency will also be reduced. So with the good and efficient weight and balance, we can achieve higher efficiency, better life, and means safe flight. So when is the time, the first time this weight and balance is done? It is generally done during manufacturing, when the aircraft first comes into service. Before coming into service, it is done generally. And also the manufacturer has to wait like one out of every 10 aircrafts manufactured, so they weigh one out of 10 every manufactured aircraft. So the 9 of them is generally left out. So it depends from manufacturer to manufacturer and country to country, or the manufacturer to manufacturer, but it is standard guide like that only. Now the second thing comes that periodic weighing is important or not. Like, what is the process for periodic weighing? Periodic weight is like that. Whenever I've seen a weight schedule, which is generally done for 5 years, like valid for 5 years. So after every 5 years, they do this periodic weight check, and also for smaller aircrafts. So they don't do any periodic check. They do only when there is some alteration in the aircraft, some addition or subtraction, or the structural repairs or any modifications happen. And that is when they do that. What they do? Weighing. So they do weighing at that time only. No, so what is the reason that weight increases over the time? So the thrust and grease, whatever is used, and sometimes the aircraft has to land on wet environments, swamped areas, and the sand dirt also accumulates. So this particularly increases the weight of the aircraft, and also aircraft flies to different temperature conditions, atmospheric conditions. That's why sometimes the weight also increases. That's why the periodic check of the aircraft weight is important. Now we'll be talking about some of the important terms that comes in weight and balance. So the first one will be a datum. Datum is kind of a plane that is perpendicular to the aircraft's longitudinal axis. So it is the plane from which all the horizontal distance from the plane along the horizontal axis is taken. So whenever a part is defined by datum, that means the aircraft, that part is at a particular distance from that vertical plane. So this position of this vertical plane is generally given in the weight schedule of the aircraft. It is shown in the documents and board file whenever you see. And for Airbus, I think, I'm not sure, but it is around 2.53 meters. So this means that datum is this 2.53 is away from the aircraft's tip, that is the most forward point of the aircraft. So it is kind of a 2.53 meters from the aircraft nose cone. This is called the datum. Now the second term comes, that is the datum is done. Then we have some arm. Arm is like the actual horizontal distance from the datum of a particular part. So it is generally given in the form of centimeters. I'm sorry, it is not in centimeters, it is in inches. these all the parts fitted in an aircraft generally have a datum, so it is specified in the aircraft specifications or the type certificate data sheet that clearly states the distance of this or the datum of a particular part or equipment from the datum. So this is the arm is the actual distance from the datum of a part. Now let's talk about another term, that is moment. Now what is moment? Moment is actually the product of the weight of that part and the arm of that part. So it is actually a kind of a torque or a twisting force that acts where the fulcrum, like if you understand fulcrum, so fulcrum is the point at the datum and this is the arm, and this is whatever the torque or the rotary movement applied on the aircraft due to the weight of that particular part. So this is the term. This is moment. Moment is actually the product of the weight of that part and the arm. Now the next term is center of gravity. Center of gravity is that point in the aircraft where the nose heavy and tail heavy situations are equal. So the aircraft flies in a stable or the very stable condition in a straight path without any attitude changes. So this is actually center of gravity. So whenever we take it, the weight is of the empty weight. So during the time of manufacturing, the empty weight center of gravity is generally determined. Now what is known as empty weight? The question is that empty weight is actually the weight of fixed things in an aircraft, that means the airframe, the power plant all, and whatever the residual fuel, residual oils or the fixed ballast, that something that is fixed in the aircraft so they cannot be removed. So that is all comes in empty weight, and center of gravity of this particular empty weight is known as empty weight center of gravity. Now the next term is maximum zero fuel weight. Maximum zero fuel weight is the maximum weight to which the aircraft can be loaded without usable fuel in it. So whenever there is any loading on aircraft above this maximum zero fuel weight, it should be in the form of only and only usable fluid. So the residual fuel is already included in the zero fuel weight, as the maximum zero fuel weight, but the usable fuel is added on this maximum zero fuel weight. Talking of another term, that is useful load. So to determine the useful load of an aircraft, we have to subtract the empty weight from the maximum allowable gross weight. So that is when you get the useful load of an aircraft. So basically useful load includes the fuel and any other fluids, the baggage, the crew and pilot, crew members, passengers, all these are included in the usable load.